as we go through this week, you know, one of the keys is, as you've noticed, chapter 14 of John. And the first gift that the Lord gives is peace. What a gift. Peace. How does he give this peace? Huh? He puts our life at rights with the Father. And then there's peace. It's his peace, as he says. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. First place, the world can't give peace. It can give an absence of war, can give you a vacation, but it can't give you peace. Only God can give that peace. Because peace, as St. Augustine reminds us, is the tranquility of order. When everything's in order, there's peace. Well, the fundamental order is to be relating to the Father in love and trust and obedience and joy. And that's the work of the Son. See? Then begins this section of 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you I'm going away, and I will come back to you. Now, when does he come back? I'm going away, and I will come back to you. When does he go? He goes now at the crucifixion, right? Then he dies, and he comes back. But then he leaves, and he comes back. It's something to reflect on, you see. Don't be nervous, you know. I'm not going to leave you. I will be with you. I will dwell in your heart. I will be with you. I will speak to you. I will guide you. I will be with you. You see? But if you loved me, you'd rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. Now, why would he say that? Now, metaphysically, the Father is not greater than the Son or the Spirit, but the Father is the source of everything. What the theologians call the principium deitatis, the very principle of the deity. We have to pray to understand this text. What an infinite joy the Word has to be generated from all eternity by the Father and be returning in love to the Father. And so the greatness is not status or money or power, or it's that the Father, though they're all equal, the Father is the source of the Trinity from all eternity. You say, well, I have a hard time figuring that out. Of course you do. Only when we see him will that make real sense to us. You see? And we see him when, in heaven, that divine Trinitarian life replaces the very depth of our being. And it's the Trinitarian life which keeps us in existence, body and soul, forever. Then we understand. You see? The Father is greater than I. Can you imagine the love with which he says that? You know, infinite love. He's telling us about life in the Trinity. And it's hard to grasp, isn't it? But if you pray, the Lord will give you understanding. You know, it's breathtaking to understand. We don't understand. But to see, we don't see. But somehow, the Holy Spirit shows us this eternal relationship of incredible, unimaginable, infinite joy. That's what the Trinity is. And we're being invited into that forever. Forever. Now, I told you this before it happens, that is the cross, so that when it happens, you may believe. When I finally go to the Father, when I leave you in one way and not leave you in another way, I will always dwell in your heart unless you turn from me. I will feed you on my body and blood. I will be with you, you see. Now, as you know, we're in chapter 14, so now he's going to talk about the passion. I no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He is the ruler of this world, except he has a ruler, Almighty God. There's nothing that escapes God's authority. He has no power over me, of course. I don't know. You know, here's God incarnate explaining to us, he has no power over me. You know, oh, my gosh, I knew that. I mean, you're God and he's not. Do you? Do you really? Day by day, when things come unglued, do you really? You see, peace is knowing the reality and the majesty of Jesus Christ. You see, he has no power over me. So why does he go? Well, our Lord gives two reasons here. The world must know that I love the Father. That's why I die. I want to show you in my human nature how totally poured out I am, you see, before the Father. In the Father, you see. And I do just as the Father has commanded me. Great if we could say that, wouldn't it? To be so in love with God that we always do what God commands us, the Father. There's only one way, I think, to enter into this key text, and that's to pray about it, and to ask Our Lady for that kind of spiritual insight which will come as we're open to the Holy Spirit and understand, at least in a glimpse. You see, this is a... When we're in school, Father and I were in school, we had a treatise, De Trinitate, on the Trinity. Could be good, could be not so good, depending on... Here's a treatise right here. On De Trinitate. Here's the Father and the Son, you see, and the Son describing this relationship, which is ravishing. He's so polarized by the Father from all eternity. And so they rejoice in each other in a way that... Only the Father can show us. We'll really see when we're in heaven and see God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. How will we see him? Like a movie? He'll be out there? No, no, no. The Trinitarian life will be the depth of our life forever. Amen.